The journey began with a familiar late-night trip to a big box store for supplies. The next day, the set designers assemble wood frames, spray paint them in white, and carefully arrange white silk flowers around the portraits of the four victims. Donations of more flowers, cards, and other remembrances follow. Maldonado says the result is intense.
We have gone through about 350 roses, which means about 350 people have left written dedications or messages at the memorial space, and it continues to grow every day.
His partner, Noah Reich, says their mission began after the 2016 shooting that claimed 49 lives at a gay nightclub in Orlando.
We were too afraid to act. We were afraid to go to a gay bar. We were afraid to go out to a gay club, these spaces that were sanctuaries for us and sanctuaries for our community were essentially taken away from us.
Reich and Maldonado launched their nonprofit Classroom of Compassion to teach families how to build altars and other memorials for their loved ones. And through crowdfunding, they devote their talents to communities in pain. Winder is the 21st.
To come from that distance to support this little town, it means a lot.
Sharon Lord is a teacher who drove the better part of an hour from Covington, Georgia. She says she's heartbroken. She also says she's grateful to see strangers show up for Winder.
It moved me more than I expected. And just, you know, laying the flowers I brought and then seeing a sea of, I don't know, it got me.
A lot of the times, we only hear about the victims when the news cycle is actively covering it. So to be able to give the community a little bit of a longer time to sit in that grief and to sit in that healing is something that we find incredibly important.
For Maldonado and Reich, it's now back to LA to regroup and prepare for the next community on their journey of compassion. Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.